It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're about to glimpse a single day's work in Congress in changing times. It was an especially busy day in the House, the last one before lawmakers headed home for the holidays.
Maybe for that reason, it was an especially revealing day. Lawmakers made some quick decisions about what really matters and what doesn't, and they had to give themselves permission to borrow even more money to pay for it all. NPR's Andrea Seabrook was in the gallery at the House of Representatives.
Jet fumes. You can almost smell them in the air on the last day of business in the House. Staffers rush around with stacks of manila folders. Lawmakers loiter in the halls around the House chamber. And strange and magical things start to happen, like this.
All in all, it's a good bill, one that I can support enthusiastically.
That's Republican Bill Young of Florida talking about a Democratic bill. It's the one that will fund the Defense Department through next September. And it's not like this was a quick and easy bill. Besides dealing with every defense program and agency, lawmakers attached language to extend a bunch of unrelated programs as well. The Patriot Act, small business loans, health insurance for people who've lost their jobs, and unemployment benefits. All these will be extended through the end of February. On any normal day, this would annoy Republicans. But on the last day of the session, here's what Bill Young, the Florida Republican, said.
We do not object to that. We think that that is perfectly acceptable. In fact, I think it's a good idea in some of the cases.
So the defense bill passed. Then something happened that, if you're a Congress nerd like I am, made you practically faint with surprise. The House brought up, debated, and passed a bill in under 3 minutes. The measure keeps the government running while lawmakers go on break. There was a real debate on the House floor yesterday about the U.S. debt limit. Congress sets its own debt limit for federal spending. It's like your credit card limit, except with all your debt for all purposes. Well, because the government is running on red ink, and has been for nearly all of the last 50 years, Congress has to keep increasing the debt limit. Republicans did it 4 times under President Bush, and now Democrats are doing it under President Obama. A bipartisan problem, but a partisan fight, nonetheless. Mike Pence is a Republican from Indiana.
When will Washington get the message that we can't borrow and spend and bail our way back to a growing America?
Democrats argued they have no choice but to raise the limit. Richard Neal is a Democrat from Massachusetts.
Let's not forget the Social Security recipients wondering if their checks are going to be mailed to them on time at the first of the year.
It was that argument, that the government couldn't just not pay its bills, that won out in the end, though just barely, 218 to 214. As the afternoon turned into evening, Democratic leaders brought their last bill to the floor and the hardest push of the day, a new jobs and stimulus bill that includes about $50 billion for new construction and infrastructure projects and another roughly $50 billion for cash-strapped states. Democrats say it's meant to give another kick to the economy. But Republicans, like Minority Whip Eric Cantor of Virginia, weren't buying it.
The first stimulus plan and bill failed to hold down unemployment, but it successfully increased our reliance on borrowed money.
More debt, Cantor said, is not what the economy needs. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who personally fought to get this bill done now, said the first stimulus did work. Back in January, she said, the economy lost an unbelievable 740,000 jobs. 10 months and a stimulus bill later, the economy lost 11,000 jobs in November, Pelosi said.
We don't want to lose any jobs, but we are on the road to recovery, and we are there because this Congress made some very important and difficult decisions to take us there.
Perhaps it was by design that Speaker Pelosi kept this bill for last. Arms seem to twist more easily when lawmakers are eager to get out of town. And so the jobs bill passed by a vote of 217 to 212. After that, you could imagine the entire House of Representatives turning and sprinting in 435 different directions. Planes to board, jet fumes to make. The end of a long and historic year of legislating. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.